Hi, C-Note here. I was making sure to not hit the microphone this time. The thing is, I changed the gain on the microphone, so it's like much lower, which means I need to speak a little bit closer to the microphone. And that also means that when I'm doing like my little pop-up thing on the video, that it's kind of scary because it's like right there. But in the future, I'm working on fixing this visual kind of thing. I know it's all up in my face, and it's real weird. Actually, let's do that. That's maybe a little better. Okay. Maybe. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, hi. We're talking today about not taking advice from other people, non-experts, when you're trying to do any kind of branding or logo changes. This is going to be specifically for branding and logo stuff, but listen up closely if you're anyone else who is listening to this, because this is more than just the visuals. This is just more than the colors, more than ideas and looks and feels. It's about why you're even asking in the first place. So let's break that down today on C-Note's Media Madness. Let's go. Okay, so after a bit of a choppy intro there, welcome to C-Note's Media Madness. I'm your host, C-Note, trying to make sense of the madness of media. Today, we're going to talk about logos and branding because I was just asked to be a part of a beginner business summit that's going to take place in the beginning of November, which is really cool. I'm really excited about it. It's going to be this online thing. I can't quite say who it's with, but it's going to be a part of... Oh, school's out. That means there's going to be noise. Let me close my window. It's going to be with a massive group. It's going to be an online summit. It's a paid thing. There's basically an all-access thing, but it's a huge paid group, so I'll let you guys know as that comes about. But the idea here is that this is going to be one of the topics that I'm going to speak about, and that is getting feedback and specifically getting feedback from family and friends and people who are just non-experts. And when is the right time to get that kind of feedback from those kinds of people? Should you be just asking people to pick and decide the logos for you? I think at its core, no, you really shouldn't. Because, well, first of all, you're the expert. You should be the person that's making these decisions. If you're just kind of like sketching and throwing things at the wall and then asking your mom, hey, which logo is the best one? And throwing it and just kind of like giving her a piece of paper and saying, hey, pick one. Like, that's not really... You're not making a decision as an expert. You're relying on external data from people who have first of all, they have bias towards you, so they're probably not going to try to hurt your feelings, or they might have bias towards you in the way that they're super comfortable and that they're going to be very comfortable hurting your feelings, or they simply just have no experience in design, so they just go off of things that they think are good, which is not necessarily going to help the client's bottom line, right? It's going to be a situation where they're just going to be like, I don't know, that kind of looks like Target. You know, maybe you should use that one. But they don't have context for the client. They have no context for what it is that you do. And a lot of the times people don't fully understand what their parents, their siblings, their kids, whatever that they do for a living. And especially for designers, like, there's so much misconception that comes with the interpretations of what designers do. A lot of people think it's just pretty pictures, but it's like way more psychological than that. There's just so much going on with research and decision-making, the first thing that catches someone's eye, the way that something feels to them, the, you know, color choices, all of that stuff. You know, using sharp edges for something more masculine and just kind of creating even a masculine feel versus a feminine feel, and which context is appropriate for that. You know, it's not always like just because a company is run by females for females doesn't necessarily mean that it has to have a quote unquote feminine feel. It's not just about circles and cursive writing, right? And same for the opposite. If it's a male fragrance, you're not necessarily just going to do sharp edges and something that's just going to be, like a space gray. You know, there's more complicated nuance to that. And if you know what you're doing, you're going to be able to access that stuff. So stop with this idea that you as a designer need to get feedback from Facebook, from your mom, from your friends, anything like that, because you're the designer, you're the one that should be making these decisions. Really, the only one you should be consulting is your client. And maybe if you're particularly stuck, you know, ask a fellow designer or someone who has experience, because they're going to give you much more specific feedback. And really, you're going to be able to ask them more specific questions, like, how does this feel? And even if you do ask someone in the public, or like, say you're living with someone and they see you working on something, and they're going to like give their feedback without you even asking. You know, if you live with your mom, if you live with someone who's just going to like kind of look over your shoulder and say like, hey, that looks nice, but I like this one better. You know, something you can ask is like, okay, but how does this make you feel? So, and, you know, talking about context and stuff like that, you have to kind of learn how to drown some things out and be able to go with some other ideas too, right? And essentially trust your judgment at the end of the day, because you're the designer, you're going to be able to decide and figure out what works. And certainly working with the client is going to be a major aspect also. Being able to take time to work with the client, to ask them of their specific needs, and don't be afraid of giving them sketches and saying like, hey, this is something I'm tinkering with. How does this make you feel so far? And usually that qualifier is going to make them a little bit relaxed, because you know, you're going to be worried of like, oh, I'm going to show them this and they're going to freak out and they're going to be like, I want my money back. And no, again, you can just kind of approach it with a qualifier of like, I'm kind of stuck. What do you guys think about this so far? Or where do you think about this direction? Or just kind of maybe create a video where you're talking about what it is and what it means and all of that stuff. You know, there's always more that you can do to be upfront to clarify what you want out of someone, especially if you're posting your logo in like a Facebook group or something. You know, there are going to be times where you just kind of like, you're trying to brag, basically. You're trying, you know, it really depends on what you're sharing something for. Are you trying to get help from someone, or are you trying to have someone, stroke your noggin, you know, as it were. That was the most clean thing that I can think of. You know, are you trying to just get notoriety and affirmations, or are you trying to actually get feedback and criticism? Because you shouldn't be sharing things with the public if you're trying to just have someone stroke your ego, because somebody's going to say something and it's going to hurt your feelings. And that's, you know, after we put work into a logo, it kind of sucks to get feedback on something and not be able to do anything with it. Or, you know, sometimes it is helpful to be able to take that feedback and apply it to a future project. But again, you know, being clear about what your intentions are with sharing something is usually a good way to kind of protect your own emotions if it's something that you're not ready to dive into. So really at the end of the day, it's all about making sure that you're taking time to take care of your how you're approaching it, because you just don't want, you know, your mom's not going to give you the best feedback. You know, mom's going to think you're great no matter what, or you're shitty no matter what. Depends on your relationship with your parents, but it's not even just your parents. It's everyone that's in your life. And there are just going to be varying degrees of people that are going to give you different kinds of feedback. So that's basically it. You know, we're not going to spend too much time. I'm going to try to make these podcast episodes and videos a little bit shorter so we can just kind of rein in on topics and develop these topics in the future as we go along. But be on the lookout for that summit in the future. I'll talk about it more in future videos and in future podcast episodes. And it should be coming in early November, but we'll be likely promoting it in October. So if you want to check out more about what I do, go to cnote.media and check out all of my courses and the things that I offer for podcasting. And if you want to jump directly into the podcasting course, go to cnote.thinkeffect.com/courses/podcasting. And I got to make that shorter. and check out my other podcast called Dopamine, dopamine.life. So that's it. If you need a feedback and advice on something, you can totally ask me. I'm happy to help you out. But make sure you're asking someone who knows what they're doing, and don't just waste your time asking, you know, someone who has no idea what they're doing. So with that, I'll catch you guys next time on CNotes Media Madness. See ya.